Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry left side, pump fake, bounce pass to Draymond, touch pass Payton, over the head reverse inside to make it 51-32. Win number 3,000 is right now. And the Golden State Warriors get their 3,000th win with a 128-92 victory over the Charlotte Hornets. And they join the Philadelphia 76ers, the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics, and the Los Angeles Lakers as the only five franchises to have 3,000 wins. Of course, the Warriors, the Celtics, and the Knicks are charter members of the association. Going back to the Basketball Association of America. And they did it in style tonight. 6-1 now with Jimmy Butler. As that trend continues with the Jimmy Butler experience, Warriors will see the Hornets on this road trip. They'll play Orlando to start, then up to Philly. And boy, it's just tough times for the 76ers. And then to Charlotte, then New York and Brooklyn.
What are you talking about? They're still in the middle of the process. It's going to get there, Tim. You just got to trust it. Or not.
Or not. It's just been,
it's only been a decade. Yeah, brother.
Well, you would think, you know, what would have happened had Kawhi Leonard missed that shot? The Sixers would have gone on to the finals against the Warriors. That would have been different.
Yep, but he didn't.
He didn't. Bounced and bounced and went in.
Oh, it looks like we're getting our electrifying player of the game.
That's right. He's throwing stuff into the stands.
Had a good time.
And he puts on the headset, Gary Payton II, our electrifying player of the game tonight. And, Gary, you know, you knew the situation going into this game, and was it kind of a take care of business night?
It was our getaway game before we get on this long road trip. We knew it. So we had to get away, make sure we keep hitting our keep emphasized points and keep doing what we're doing on defense and make our offense easy. So that's what Steve was saying before the game. So we locked in today and got our getaway game. So let's take it on the road.
I asked you this in our sit-down interview on the road in Dallas, but I want people to hear it again from you. That before the game, sometimes I'll see you and you're passing the ball to kids in the crowd. So they get a touch of the ball as you're warming up and knocking down shots, and how much fun is that for you, and how did you start doing that?
It's always, you know, once a time I was one of those kids, so I know how that feels and know what that means to a young kid, you know, just coming to a game and trying to get an interaction with one of the players or, you know, just try to be a part of the game. So if I can, you know, I find a dub jersey or a young kid, you know, just to interact with and, you know, share a moment with them.
I'll ask you because I'm not sure, but I thought your dad was here tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, Gary's here.
Yeah, I thought he was there. Yeah. I mean, can you get a dunk? Can we get him up out of the seat? Like, cheer?
You guys,
can we get
him to do something? You guys didn't see him after my last three. I looked at him, and then once I came out, he stood up and started clapping. First time ever.
Is it really?
First time ever.
Wow.
He stood up and he was smiling. So you guys can find that clip if we got it, because he was standing up clapping.
You got him to smile.
Oh my
god!
I know.
Very nice.
I was hyped.
I can tell you were. So tell me this game. I mean, obviously, the Hornets haven't had a great season. Not playing with a lot of their starters coming into this game. Mentally, when you're getting ready for this game, because you know as well as I do that if you're in the NBA, you can play. And if you let guys get confidence, they can take you down to the wire and sometimes even beat you. They beat the Lakers not that long ago on the road. What was the mindset going in, making sure that you could try to take that life away as quickly as possible?
Absolutely that, what you said. You know, this game was about us. We knew none of their main guys were playing tonight, so it was just about us being locked in. And like you said, don't let them get going early. And then later in the game, you know, they'll feel like, you know, they can win the game. So just take them out of them early and, you know, keep our offense simple, keep the turnovers low, and, you know, just make the right play.
Well, Gary, we appreciate your time as always. And 14 points tonight to go with two boards and four assists. You are 6 of 9 from the field, and we will see you on the Big Bird tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
All right. See you, Gary.
Gary Payton, the second. Warriors get the win.
How great is that?
I know.
Got Pops up for the first time, standing up that, laughing.
That's a, he's, the Pops is a tough grader. He's a tough grader.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's big time tough grader.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's pretty cool.
All right, the Golden State Warriors with a win tonight, 128-92. I think if there's one thing you can take away from this game is that the long history of the Golden State Warriors hit another great milestone tonight. Their 3,000th regular season win, fifth team to do that in NBA history, joining the Boston Celtics, the L.A. Lakers, the New York Knicks, and the Philadelphia 76ers. And, man, just it's really cool. 79th season for the Warriors. 7 NBA championships, 12 NBA final appearances, 8 members of the NBA 75th anniversary team, and 35 members of the Hall of Fame. Founded in 46 as the Philadelphia Warriors. Tom Tilbert, what are you doing? What are you doing over there?
I don't know. I got some crepe paper.
He's reading crepe paper. Yeah, gotta,
how long is this thing?
You got to like put a pinata up in your backyard?
It's like a magician's hat. It just keeps coming out. Okay, I think I got it all. Did you say Mark Grandy?
Yes.
Who's that? Who's Mark Grandy?
He's our post-game talk show host. Yeah.
Okay, because every time I think of Grandy, I think of John Sterling when Curtis Granderson used to hit home runs. He'd go, oh, the Grandy man can.
You're so easily entertained by that.
Oh, I'm very entertained by this.
Kitten.
Jeez. So 3,000 victories.
Yeah.
And I was part of a couple of those.
You were part of a whole bunch of those.
I was part of a few of those.
That's
so
part of your legacy right
now
there.
It's yeah.
Seriously, though.
I get lost in the tumbleweeds a little bit. But, no, I mean, it is pretty cool. I've always taken pride in being a part of this organization because not only did I play here for 3 years, and they were my three favorite years playing in the NBA, but then I lived here. You know, yeah. I've lived here ever since, and I've always had a certain connection with the Warriors. Having played here and then having covered them on the radio and then – being fortunate enough to do games with you kind of on and off for probably, I guess, a decade now.
Well,
we took a hiatus.
Yeah, we did a hiatus yeah.
a little bit. I think it's really cool. And to kind of get to see the transformation of this organization from, you know, we were pretty good when I played. We weren't great. We were 500, a little bit over. And we were fun. The Run TMC era, that's what everybody remembers it for, was awesome, and I was a part of that. Got to play with three Hall of Famers, and before that, people got a chance to watch them win a championship in 75, which was really cool, and they've had some some great players here. And then, you know, they went through a little, you might know about this, a little bit of a drought there for a few years.
Little bit. I got here in 95. We didn't have a team above 500 until 06, 07. Little bit.
And then you got paid off handsomely, right?
Yes, it did.
You got, to kind of set the table, you got the We Believe team, which was one of the loudest arenas I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
It may have been the loudest arena the Warriors ever played in.
One of the great things about having this job, and it's one of the best jobs you could ever have in the world, is to be the voice of the Warriors. And one of the reasons is that you know, every night I come here, every night I went to Oracle, I don't have to worry about energy. The fans bring the energy all the time. They're great fans, and they're knowledgeable fans. They know the NBA.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other night, the game was a lot closer. You know, they knew when it was time to, you know, get something going, and they knew, you know, they know when it's time to get a defensive stop, and they act accordingly, and so it's just been phenomenal to be part of this franchise.
No, it's a great basketball area.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it, and then we've got to witness up close, one of the greatest dynasties in the history of the league. You know, an 8-year run that. You know, you think about rivalries, you think about dynasties, you think about the Bulls, you think about the Lakers, you think about the Celtics, you think about the Spurs was a long, kind of a long rivalry, so Celtics may have even had a couple of them, Lakers may have had a couple of them, but there's not that many of them. know, we got a chance to see that and see some of the greatest teams of all time play right in front of us. So
I mean, and the part of that too that, you know, after the heartbreak of 2015, 2016, you know, you set the all-time record for wins.
Yep.
In a regular season, you lose in seven games.
Yep.
And but then, you know, they had set their roster up and their contracts up. So if the unthinkable happened, which is they could convince Kevin Durant to come here, that they could make moves really quickly to get it done. And they were ready, willing to do it. And then we get to watch, you know, for what, 3 years, the one of the best teams ever assembled, ever.
No, it was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was. And that was such a wild year, though. You 73 wins, break the all-time record, and then become the only team to lose their 3-1 lead in the finals. I go, those just don't go together. There's no way those go together, but they did go together that year because, well, sports can be sports sometimes, and then they come back. I've always wanted to do something, and I don't know if I'll do this, but you know, mentioned I'm starting a podcast. I would love to do a plug show. Of like a series of how that came to be.
Yeah.
How Steph came to be here, how Clay came to be here, how Steve came to be here, how Bob came to be here, how KD came to be here.
That would be really cool.
Like, just everybody. Yeah. Like, how that team.
The Hamptons, the whole story.
Kinda, yeah, everything that goes along with it. Because remember, I mean, Steph didn't even work out here.
He didn't want to be here.
Dad didn't want him to be here. He ends up here. Steve was going to New York. He ends up here. KD ends up here. And if Oklahoma City would have beaten the Warriors, he probably wouldn't have been here. And if the Warriors would have beaten the Cavaliers, he might not have been here. So I think there's just a whole bunch of cool stories to go with that.
And when Steve Kerr first arrived, the rumor was that the Warriors were going to trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love.
That's another one.
Yeah.
That is another one.
I mean,
I'd heard Klay Thompson and Draymond for Kevin Love. Oof. So, it just sometimes I think there's a lot of hard work and dedication that goes into those decisions, but there's a lot of luck, too.
There's
a lot of
yeah.
Like, because Steve could have said, you know, I'm going to go with Phil Jackson. I'm going to go with him. Okay, what if KD doesn't sign? Now, I was one of the few that said even with that, if KD didn't come here, they could have won still. I know Draymond goes, oh, we needed him to win. I was like, nah, I think you guys are pretty good. I think you can still win.
And no offense to our brethren down in Southern Texas, but, you know, there is luck. You know, luck that you get Robinson, luck that you get Duncan, luck that you get Wembanyama, or is it?
Yep. Stop. You going back to the frozen envelope?
Hey. Yeah, the frozen envelope. That's why. You know what? That worked out for the Warriors because we got Chris Mullin. So that worked out for the Warriors.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
I wouldn't have that lottery any other way.
No, so. I agree with you. I love playing with Molly. But I just find that, like, how dynasties are put together, there's just so many fascinating angles. And really, with this one, there's just a ton of them. And I always thought that'd be super cool to kind of get the stories from each and everybody.
I'd love to sit down with Bob Myers in a podcast setting and discuss what I mentioned the other day, was that trade for Andre is one of the most complicated trades in NBA history.
Yep, yep.
And how he pulled that off was unbelievable.
Well, how about the Bogut trade?
The Bogut trade, yeah, same thing. Yeah.
You know, they did the Chris Mullin retirement, and Joe gets booed. I was there. They were merciless out there.
Awful.
And that's when Rick Barry took the mic and goes, come on, people, which was one of my favorite moments of
Rick
all
Rick had a huge standing ovation the other day.
Yeah, did he?
He did.
He was one of the biggest cheers of anybody.
Good for him. But, I mean, look, I knew Joe was going to be okay when he got booed. I forget what game I was at, and he got booed in the first half. No, that was that game because that was at halftime.
Halftime.
And then guess what? He came right back out for the second half.
Yeah.
He didn't hide.
Nope.
He came right back out and sat in his seats. And I go, you know what? that guy's going to be okay. I mean, he said this is what he was going to do, and that's what he ended up doing. But there's just so many really cool, like, stories of how that was all built.
We have to go.
Yeah,
I have to go pack.
Yeah.
But the reason we're talking.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to call you on my drive to the airport tomorrow. Hello, Tom. Tom, you there? Tom, wake up. Wake up, Tom.
Kevin Dennis sneaking in here for
yeah,
what
I know.
The hell is he doing
I
in here?
I thought Mike Baird got younger all of a sudden. Yeah,
really?
Stepped into a time
younger
machine.
Younger and uglier, too.
Well, if Tim talked any more about packing, I had Kevin on standby.
Yeah. Oh, okay, very good.
The reason we're talking about the 3,000 wins and not tonight's game was a 128-92 game. Charlotte was really banged up. There's really not a lot to talk about there. But I will see you in a couple of weeks. And
enjoy the
good
road.
Luck with the podcast.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. I appreciate that.
I encourage all to listen because you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, and guess what?
And what?
Now that I'm not doing it on radio, you can actually come on.
That's true. That's true.
See?
That's true. There we go.
It's going to just be like it used to be, except I get paid a lot less. Like a lot less.
You don't have to deal with management anymore.
You know what? That makes it worth it.
Exactly.
I can guarantee you that. Safe travels.
All right.